My grandfather took Sarah Trout, this little girl, into his home, and my grandmother tried to teach her, but she was just unable to assimilate information. She never learned to keep time, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And when the family moved from Bedford to Decatur, they expected to leave her there in Bedford and let her go back to her own family, but she insisted upon coming with them. So she stayed, she lived there with us until she died. She's buried on the family lot out here in Greenwood. So she was always there. And
did she help with the housework?
She helped my mother with the housework. My mother was an excellent cook. My mother also, many years, had wives of the man who was in the stable man,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Yeah.
But we had this big house, 13-room house, and my father used to say, well, every family needs one old maid. And there was somebody coming and going in the house all the time, somebody
mm-hmm.
visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a fruit cellar full of apples and potatoes, and my mother canned a lot of goods. You know, there was always plenty to eat for everybody
mm-hmm.
who came. So things have changed completely. The automobile changed it, for one thing. The industrialization, the big change in industry is that a man learns to do one thing. He puts one bolt in a hole
mm-hmm.
and so forth and so on. Very monotonous, but they make big wages. And go back to one thing. We are what we value, the values that we have in life. And my opinion today is that too many of us are more interested in acquiring things. You're not satisfied with the house, you've got to have an automobile, you're not satisfied with the automobile, you have to have a boat. Why, my son has all kinds of these things like this, you know. Everything that we see advertised, if we can buy it on monthly payments, the American public buys it. They have very little appreciation that if they're lucky someday, they're going to be an old man and an old lady. And somebody's got to take care of them. They think Social Security will do it, but we
mm-hmm.
can't do it.
Yeah.
Social Security simply cannot pay what the American people, the older people, want. And we're right up to the place right now where the young worker is sick and tired of taking care of all those old people. He's not going to stand for very much more increase than what they take away from him.
Mm-hmm.
My son is contributing about 13% of his income
mm-hmm.
in Social Security. It's just terrific. My grandson and his wife both have good positions. Both of them are working. They've just been married 2 years. Their contribution to Social Security is enough that if they could lay that money aside in an insurance policy,
mm-hmm.
It'll take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
When they go old. The younger people are going to say, the heck with this. We don't have to support these old people in the luxury that they claim they need.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a whole lot of people who say, I'm entitled to child support. I'm entitled to unemployment support.
Mm-hmm.
We call them entitlements, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have good names for a whole lot of this stuff. But I don't think the American people, if you'll forget the tremendous number of things that we have available to lessen our work, to increase our lives, the medicines that help mm-hmm. us to keep well and so forth. I don't know whether it's worth it. We're going to have to pay an awful big price for it, I think. And it's going to be hard because we're all keeping up with the Joneses. Anything that Bill Jones has, I've got to have one if I'm going to be satisfied. And it isn't going to get us anywhere. I don't believe.
And especially your grandchildren and great grandchildren.
And we're going to leave to our grandchildren and our great grandchildren the worst mess that the good Lord has ever seen on this earth, if we don't change our ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So altogether, I don't know whether it's been good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's given us a lot of physical improvements, a lot of physical entertainment and pleasure, but I think we've lost the true measure of things that are valuable.
Mm-hmm. Well, your own life has really been extremely wonderful.
I've been very, very lucky.
Right. And you must think that Decatur is a good place to be, or because you came back here.
Decatur is a good place to live, mm-hmm. absolutely. And as I look back on my life, so many things happened that I didn't have a thing in the world to do with.
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do with it.
But still, you did have a lot to do with some things, and
well,
that made a difference.
I think my value.
Yes.
The things that I valued were, on the whole, were good judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that Bodhi always used to say, everything you value in your life will cost you dear, and some way, somehow, someday, you'll pay the price of it.
And you have.
And I have.
Yes.
I've worked hard, but I've enjoyed my life very, very much, and I think much of my pleasure, of course, came through my wife and my kids, my boy. And it was because of the things that I valued more than other things.
Well, that's a very good note to end on, Mr. Hostetler. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. It's been really a great experience to view these years through your eyes, and I think that you have given us a great insight into the time in which you lived.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed telling you about it. I'm sorry that I talked about myself so much,
but that was
that's
what we asked you to do.
Asking me for.
Right.
And
you brought in many other people, too.
Yes.
You have been listening to the recording of the experiences and reminiscences of Mr. J.C. Hostetler. And this is Betty Trunell for the Decatur Public Library.